Chapter 17.
A little to the left, Lestra Oxick told the droid. Make certain it's centered before lowering it into place.
The load-lifter droid made a series of adjustments and slowly set the marble plinth on the floor alongside the study's large hearth. Oxick motioned for the droid to move aside and step back to regard the result. A slender metal rod, half a meter high, extended from the pedestal's square top. The rod terminated in a cup-shaped holder not much wider than Oxick's thumb, and into which he placed a crystal sphere. The smallest but most costly of the items he had purchased at the auction, the star map sphere was thought to have been one of the vast assortment of similar devices housed in the Jedi Temple. Found shortly after the end of the Yuuzhan Vong War by a member of a reconstruction crew, the crystal had been smuggled off-world to a warehouse on Bilbringi. Discovered accidentally by a cleaning droid, the piece was sold by unknown parties to a private collector, who ultimately put it up for auction at Hydian's. In the time of the Old Republic Jedi, the sphere's map function would have been activated by a cup-shaped reader, similar to the facsimile Oxick had had fabricated to serve as a holder. Now the sphere could be initiated by a small remote that had come with the piece. Moving to the center of the study, Oxick depressed a button on the remote. Instantly, the crystal sphere glowed with brilliant light that expanded nova-like to fill the entire room with tiny illuminated globes. Face uplifted and spotted with light, Oxick was revolving in place when the study's wooden doors parted and Coy Quire entered.
Impressive, she said, gazing at the display.
The star systems of the Bright Jewel Oversector. Oxick switched off the remote and looked at her.
They're here.
He glanced at his wrist chrono. I shouldn't have to devote time to this. Discovery on the Colicoid case has to be completed by tomorrow. A judgment in our favor will mean a windfall for us, but success hinges on having our star witness properly prepared.
I can handle Sinner and the others if you wish.
Oxick gave it a thought. No, they need to hear from me if we're to avoid future mistakes. Send them in.
Quire nodded and turned, leaving Oxick to pace before the bank of windows that lined the study's west-facing wall. Long-fingered hands clasped behind his back, and rail-thin legs propelling him a meter with each step. The view took in all of Apica City, which had grown in recent years to fill the bowl formed by the surrounding mountains. Where at one time Hydian's auction house was the city's cynosure, a number of Republic-era structures had sprung up around it, rich in period detail. The cold waters of the nearby sea created fog that obscured the city for part of the year. But Oxick's mansion was well above the fog line, beneath an azure sky, even when you couldn't see your hand in front of your face down below. The star map crystal was one of many examples of authentic Coruscant Republicana that Oxick had spent a fortune acquiring in more than 20 years of collecting. But he collected for love rather than investment. Some of his fondest memories were of the years he had spent on the galactic capital before the Clone Wars, living the high life with the senators, dignitaries, and celebrities represented by his law firm. During the war, Oxick had frequently served as a defense lawyer for beings accused by sedition by Chancellor Palpatine and his cadre of sinister minions, all of whom Oxick had loathed. In the long years since, the firm had dwindled in size, if not importance, and was largely a one-man show, though Oxick employed close to 100 beings in various capacities. Escorted by the stunning choir, four of them entered the room now. Two, Oxick noted peripherally, still badged with Bacta patches as a consequence of the mess on Nar Shadda. Long accustomed to performing before juries or judges, Oxick was suddenly in a position of being both, and unhappy about it. While celebrated for his ability to synthesize information and speak with a facility envied by lawyers of many species, words failed him. Even when he swung away from the windows to glance at Quire, the woman who knew him better than anyone could only return what amounted to a sympathetic shrug.